In the midst of the Twelfth Night festivities, on the 1st of January, 1511, Queen Catherine of Aragon gave birth to a son. The overjoyed father was none other than 19-year-old King Henry VIII, the Tudor monarch whose later fame would be intertwined with the divorce or execution of wives who failed to provide him with a male heir. This newborn, christened Henry, marked the beginning of what would be a series of heartbreaks for Henry and Catherine, as many of their subsequent children would not survive infancy. Appearing healthy and strong, the prince was granted the title Duke of Cornwall, a traditional honor for the eldest son of a monarch, and it was established by royal charter in 1337. The pressure on a 16th-century king, particularly one like Henry VIII, was immense. The stability of the throne hinged on his ability to produce a male heir, ensuring the continuation of the dynasty. In 1511 England, the notion of a female monarch was inconceivable. For Henry, failure to provide an heir would mean dismissing the sacrifices of his parents, Henry VII and Elizabeth of York, and all of their cousins who had died during the Wars of the Roses. The birth of Henry, Duke of Cornwall, alleviated the anxieties about the succession. No longer would there be wars over the throne. The legitimate king had a son, securing the future of England. The joyous occasion was marked by having fires lit all over London and wine distributed in the streets. The prince's baptism, delayed by 5 days until Twelfth Night on the 5th of January, confirmed the child's good health. His godparents were William Warham, the Archbishop of Canterbury, Henry Howard, Earl of Surrey, later styled 2nd Duke of Norfolk, his great-aunt and uncle, the Earl and Countess of Devon, William Courtney, and his wife, the daughter of Edward IV, Catherine of York. The little prince's sponsors were King Louis XII of France, who 3 years later would wed Henry VIII's younger sister, Mary, and Margaret of Austria, Duchess of Savoy, the daughter of Holy Roman Emperor Maximilian I. However, the joy was short-lived, as the little Duke of Cornwall succumbed to fate just 52 days after his birth. Though Henry VIII maintained outward strength, the queen mourned deeply. According to Hall's Chronicle, the king consoled his wife, which eased her pain for but a short time. Henry and Catherine were both young, and so the hope of having a healthy male heir was high. And as we know, Catherine gave birth to many children, but none survived but a daughter, future Queen Mary I. And on a side note, as stated previously, the title Duke of Cornwall was commonly given to the eldest son of a monarch, and was first established by royal charter in 1337. Edward of Woodstock, better known as the Black Prince, the eldest son of Edward III, was the first Duke of Cornwall.